Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As we move into the night, Israel remains calm under clear skies. Temperatures are mild, making it a comfortable evening across major cities like Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas delegation is heading to Egypt for negotiations on the second phase of a ceasefire. This follows the IDF's continued strikes in Gaza, which recently killed a Hamas commander. That's according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. Also, the warm meeting between Trump and Netanyahu. The leaders discussed strategies against Iran, including preventing nuclear weapons. This report comes from Israel Hayom in the past hour. Also this hour, Netanyahu is on his way to meet Trump. Discussions will tackle deep gaps between Jerusalem and Washington, especially on Iran and Lebanon. This is from Walla's report earlier today. Separately, Trump and Netanyahu stand united. They are adamant about blocking Iran's nuclear ambitions. That's what I-24 News reported 3 hours ago. And finally, the United Nations calls for restraint amid heightened tensions. This appeal aims to prevent further escalation in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jacob Majid, a journalist, shared analysis minutes ago. He highlighted how Trump and Netanyahu aim to avoid the appearance of driving the conflict. Ihab Hassan commented just now. He criticized Hamas for risking the lives of civilians in Gaza, accusing them of following a terrorist strategy. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist, posted 18 minutes ago. He raised concerns about the disproportionate targeting of Jews in hate crimes across several countries. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Hamas delegation. They're heading to Egypt to discuss the next phase of a ceasefire. The Jerusalem Post reported that recent IDF operations in Gaza resulted in the death of key Hamas figures. The ongoing strikes add urgency to these talks, aiming to stabilize the region and prevent further casualties. Turning to the meeting between Trump and Netanyahu, Israel Hayom detailed their 90-minute discussion focused on Iran's nuclear threat. They are keen on increasing pressure on Iran. This meeting underscores a shared commitment to counter Iran's influence, which remains a central concern for both nations. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's meeting with Trump comes at a crucial time. As reported by Walla, it could expose existing tensions between the U.S. and Israel. These discussions may influence future diplomatic relations and regional strategies. Finally, the united stance of Trump and Netanyahu on Iran is significant. As reported by I-24 News, this position might influence future international policies on nuclear non-proliferation. Their collaboration could lead to renewed diplomatic efforts to curb Iran's nuclear program. On the economic front. First, Way Security has raised $20 million to tackle cybersecurity challenges. Yainet Business reports that the company plans to use AI to replace costly consulting work, streamlining security for businesses. Separately, Papaya faces a significant financial setback. CTech revealed that the gaming company must pay $719 million after a jury ruled in favor of Skillz. Papaya plans to appeal, reflecting ongoing legal challenges in the tech industry. And finally, Checkpoint's shares have seen a decline. According to Globes, the shares are down 30% as of 2026. The company's future valuation will depend heavily on its upcoming second quarter results. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.